How many phantom texts have you gotten today? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Robert Rosenberger, assistant professor of philosophy at Georgia Tech University, examines why we think our phone is vibrating in our pocket, even though it's just in our head.
Have you ever had this experience? You feel your smartphone vibrate in your pocket, and you pull it out expecting to see an incoming text or call, only to find that it was never actually vibrating. Scientists call this phenomenon phantom vibration syndrome. Recent survey data reveal that an intriguingly large percentage of people are experiencing this new form of tactile hallucination. In a study of undergrads, Michelle Druin and her colleagues find almost 90% to experience phantom vibrations. In a study of medical staff, Michael Rothberg and his colleagues report that almost 70% have had this experience. And yet, only a very small portion, less than 2%, claim to find it very bothersome. As a philosopher, I enter this discussion on the theory side. What's causing this experience and what does it mean? Some of the empirical researchers talk about these data in terms of brain wiring and claim that phone usage is creating cognitive pathways that lead us to misinterpret other stimuli as phone vibrations. Research psychologist Larry Rosen instead speculates that phantom vibrations are a side effect of a general rise in anxiety caused by our technologies. But I have a totally different theory. My suggestion is that phantom vibrations are the result of learned bodily habituation. As we use the phone each day, we develop phone-related perceptual habits, and it becomes almost an extension of our bodies. We get trained to be ready at any moment to feel an incoming call. Phantom vibrations occur when we misperceive some other sensation, the phone shifting in our pocket, say, as an incoming call, all through the force of habit.
That was Robert Rosenberger of Georgia Tech University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.